Thank you, Deputy Minister. I will briefly address some of the questions that have been raised in the area of health. Firstly, there were questions raised on South Africa's HIV rates and the steps that are being taken towards addressing it. South Africa has prioritized the reduction of the burden of HIV as well as access to treatment of people living with HIV. This year, we launched the 5th National Strategic Plan for HIV, which is building on previous strategic plans. We have noted that our efforts are beginning to bear fruit. Some of the results that we have noted is that there has been a reduction in mother-to-child transmission between 2008 and 2016 from about 8% transmission 6 weeks postpartum to 1.5%. The number of new infections, especially in young people, is beginning to decline. The death rate attributed to HIV as the primary cause has declined from about 5% of all deaths to 4.8% between 2013 and 2015. Now, one of the key reasons that we have noted these declines in mortality is an increase in life expectancy is that we have a large number of persons on HIV treatment, enabling persons to live with HIV, live productive lives. In addition, we are working on strengthening our health systems and the implementation of universal health coverage. And we believe that this also relating to the last question that the remarks related to the improving the quality of health services generally, we believe that, the implementation of universal health coverage and our ongoing efforts in strengthening the health systems, working of course with other social social sector policies, will contribute to improving the HIV rates. Now, currently, we also let me go to the remarks questions related to maternal mortality and high maternal mortality rates. Our current maternal mortality rates have been impacted by the country's HIV epidemic, with more than 50% of deaths associated with HIV. However, there are a number of interventions that are ongoing to reduce maternal mortality. We cannot go through all of them, but just to give an indication of some of the interventions, we have now currently introduced testing all pregnant women for HIV more frequently. We have implemented a program called the Essential Steps in the Management of Obstetric Emergencies. This is to improve skills and competencies of nurses and doctors who are dealing with obstetric emergencies. We have increased, we have a policy now to increase antenatal visits from about 4 to 8, and this way we're able to monitor women in antenatal centers. In 2014, we introduced a very interesting and innovative program called Mom Connect, which launched basically using cell phones, which most pregnant women own. We're able to monitor the pregnancies through mobile phones. We have extended this program now to what we call Nurse Connect, which is basically working with midwives using mobile technologies and being able to assist them in developing their skills and also assist them in monitoring the work that they're doing in nurses. Finally, we have also employed a number of clinical specialists, obstetricians, pediatricians, and so on, to assist us and build on the existing programs as a means of trying to improve our maternal mortality figures. And this one has to add is in addition, of course, to programs that address underlying poverty and social economic vulnerabilities. Maybe then I could just briefly refer to the question that was raised, and I won't say too much here because I think that our national report has already made reference and summarized some of the actions that have been taken following the unfortunately the many events. But maybe just to again highlight that the main activities, the main interventions has been the involvement of the health ombudsman, who has a whose report has identified a number of areas that need implementation, and we're, as we heard earlier, vigorously implementing these. The South African Human Rights Commission is similarly now undertaking a review to try and understand where the system's failures might have been in this instance, and to find additional safeguards that could be required. In terms of norms and standards compliance, we have introduced, there's an ongoing program here to ensure that norms and standards compliance with the Mental Health Care Act of 2002 and the Office of Health Standards are adhered to. I think, finally, maybe one could mention that there are small, we have a number of policy documents currently, and the implementation guidelines are being strengthened to ensure that that the interpretation of our policies, there's no ambiguity in the interpretation of policy, and that this work can continue in an effective way. So there are a number of activities and steps that are being taken, and I think we've just given a sense of what some of these are. I think I can hand over back to you, Deputy Minister. Thank you.